Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all would think y'all was jinx with a month of bad luck. I'm that hunting motherfucker and guess who the judge? I'm out, man, you daffy like the Looney cartoon. But this ain't no cartoon, my bullets clear out the room. I said, boy, try and learn the fundamentals here, son. Like a rooster and a chicken hawk, I teach about a gun. I place my money on one, I pull it out, you run. I wave it in front of your son and both y'all is done. Blah! For God's sakes, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million? Must I wave it at your children? Run up in your building and go straight for the bank? Got the coats of red wraps at the bottom of the tank? I know those tricks. Your supply is popping them. I know those shits. Give me those bricks. Now wild out, nigga.
Wild out. One slug to get y'all both. Motherfucker, I'ma make sure I hit y'all close. And whoever's left guaranteed he getting it all. Cause his ass could've ran when I was licking at y'all. I get rap money, plus I'm in the hood with dimes. And I ain't got no felonies, I'm good with crimes. Not all that with max, but I'm good with nine. Great with eight, nigga, I eat your face. And I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I used to cop so heavy that the block got mad. The niggas start calling up the cops like calves. My 16s make niggas go to their dorm. Lock in and work out, then come out in the morning. Wild out and blow a CO just cause it's boring. Wild out, nigga.
Wild out!
This album, I'll do life in jail. And if you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You hate a nigga, gonna kill him while he taking a shit. So when the cops come and get him, he'll be making him sick. So they can feel how I feel, I had a probable cause. You know the shit that happens, you don't follow the boss. Follow the rules, kids get followed to school. And the tough niggas ball your boo. Target practice was a horrible view. It's fucked up what tomorrow could do. And these niggas feel soft for who? So we put you in the dirt, yo, we ain't parting with you. Wild out, niggas.
Wild out. You better back up, dog.
Wild out.
Everybody, yo, yo.
Wild out.
If a nigga grilling your chick, is she with you? Fuck that.
Wild out.
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 Two step
millennium,
millennium.
Money making plenium.
You hear that?
LOX, LOX,
LOX. LOX.
We here,
we here,
we here,
we here.
Yo. Now tell me, just tell me, just tell me, that ain't the perfect way to start a show. Wild out. Because right now, it's wild out time. Y'all know what it is. It's Thursday. So therefore, this is the show. And you know every show, we wild out. And if y'all don't know who's talking right now, it's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Everything, Crush the Catalyst, a.k.a. Mr. See Me with the Baddest Chick. I'm Mr. Next to Blow. Let's go start the show. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say that shit anyway. I'm in the groove, Mr. So fucking smooth. Yes, it's Thursday, the last day of Black History Month. Yeah, we get the shortest month of the year, so they've been conspiring against us for years. But anyway, before I start rambling and shit and everything, I'm kind of upset right now because my co-host, Lyric, is MIA once again, but it's okay. It is okay. It's okay because I got another co-host that's better to look at. I don't even want to be looking at his ass. I'd rather be looking at her, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. Janelle.
Hey, everybody. It's Reese.
Hey, Reese. How you
so
doing?
Silly. You're so silly. I'm good.
for all the stupid people in the world that don't know who Reese is yet, Reese has been on the show, co-hosted the show twice right now. She hosted a Hot 16 show, and she co-hosted the Valentine's Day show with us. So, yeah.
I'm getting my wings.
Now I get to have her all to myself. Nana! But Jeff, Reese, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. Like, I'm ready to get the show started. I mean, I know we got crazy headlines. I know we got crazy topics. Like, it's just, I don't know where to start. Like, I really don't know where to start. But,
I'm going to follow your lead. Wherever you want to go with it, I'm going to go where you go.
I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them topics of the night. And then we're going to get into a song. And then we're going to come right back at them. So, topic for tonight, tattoos of lovers' names, is that good or bad? And what makes people real? Because I want to know, what makes people real nowadays?
I bet you we get everybody that call in and say, I'm real.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people going to go, man, I'm real. Why are you real? That's what I want to know. What makes you real? Please call in 718-664-9115. Press 1 to interact. Can you believe I actually got that through without getting my dyslexia? I think I need an applause for that. Can I get a hand clap, Reese? That was so weird.
I got you. I told you I'm going to back you up. I got you.
That was so weak. But anyway, until we're going to be right back. But right now, I'm going to let Jadakiss and the Rough Riders ask y'all a question.
Rough Riders, we back. You know the streets don't know how to act.
Let's go.
nigga. You know what I do to you. Turn your festivities right into a funeral. The body looks beautiful. Now you can let them know it's real wherever kiss at. Your face get broke though. I don't know who can fix that. Might have to ask Ye that. I don't play that. I was moving that van of white before Say Jack. 500 stacks in the condo. Pronto. Handshake. Eye contact when I combo. Fake and the phony don't mix. Real homies roll thick. Real rollies don't tick. You're lying. And your stupid head chain pop up. But you expect people to believe them is real diamonds.
Now, who's fake? Who's real? Top chick in the gang where the crown still. Yeah, I vacated for a while. Mocha 10 got your man going wild. Maserati the body. Charmed out the Bugatti. Can't nobody stop me. All they can do is watch me. Now breathe, breathe, chill. Where my ladies in the place that's real?
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
As a gremlin and wake up as a grin and be a four-headed monster by the afternoon. Madden and sold me a scope and the lens don't zoom.
So what?
Now I gotta run up on them. Boom. My flow sound like the definition of Attica. Extended to AR to give him more stamina. Nah, nah, who's the next challenger? So I can embarrass him on camera.
Like Billy the Kid or Bill Gates. Deal with the real and never the real fake. Everybody hustling, they all deal weight. When they get around them thugs, they don't all feel safe. Every rapper blood, a brick, the bone bang. You be with the cop, you be soft, grab gang. Come to D-Block, you would've lost that chain. Or M16, would've offed your brain.
If you keep your hammer on your waist, clap your hands. No jewelry, just a couple rubber bands. Yeah, you real and you know it, take the skinny jeans back. Take the auto-tune off and stop acting all soft. If you love it in the hood, clap your hands. Late night strip club, mommy do the dance. Yeah, she glued, Johnny the gorilla got cake, yo. Lay low, eyes closed, I see who's fake.
Bro. He's phony, she's fake.
We ain't fake.
That's the type of people I hate.
Hey.
If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Okay.
If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Hey, what's going on? Crash, where you at? Okay, so I think we lost my boy on the line, but what I'm going to do is, while we're waiting on him to get that together or whatever, I'm going to just go ahead and get into these headlines. Before I get into the headlines, though, I want to go ahead and send a shout-out to the Trayvon Martin family and go ahead and give a moment of silence for Trayvon Martin, who died a year ago Tuesday. All right, and now that moment of silence is over, Well, this was an unsanctioned headline or whatever, but I'm going to go ahead and get into it because I think it's kind of stupid. Since we're talking about Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman has requested that he gets a stay and gets found unfit to go on trial because he says that he is obese, he's gained too much weight due to distress, and now he's under duress, so he's incompetent to stand trial right now. I just think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And if they let that ride, I don't even know what to say about our justice system in the United States of America. Like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard of. And truthfully, I believe that if Trayvon Martin was a little white boy or if Zimmerman was a black man, that the courts wouldn't even try to hear that as a formidable defense as to why you can't stand trial. But, I mean, I guess we'll find out in April.
That's that bullshit.
Huh?
That's that bullshit.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Switchboard at the kind of crazy. But I'm back. I'm mean, yeah, but that's that bullshit.
Yeah, that's like the dumbest shit I ever heard, like, honestly. I ain't never heard no shit like that. I done heard all kind of dumbass defenses, but that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. But they actually, they went ahead and set the court date back to April. So, I mean, I guess the court is actually reviewing that bullshit, which is, makes it even more dumb to me, but okay.
It's fascinating.
I know.
I wish I could pull some bullshit like that. I wish I could pull some bullshit like that.
Man, don't we all, but your skin is too dark for that shit. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
And with a name like Juan, a first name like Juan, a last name like Johnson, nigga, you ain't getting
nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm going under the jail.
Yeah, you ain't getting nowhere.
He's Dominican. He's black. He's both. He's hybrid. Lock that nigga up.
Whatever the fuck you is, it ain't white. And if it ain't white, it ain't right. So you going down.
And I'm mad you're throwing my government out there, but that's okay. Everybody knows my government.
I mean,
government.
But everybody,
I mean,
that's your friend on Facebook knows your government.
I know.
I'm
just saying.
Okay, well, what you saying, really?
I miss you.
Let's get into more hot topics.
Okay. But first, I want to say something to those court systems that should be said. And I gotta take it from my homeboy Riley Freeman.
Fuck you! Fuck the plane you flew in on! Fuck them shoes! Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Fight, Riley. Fight. Talk that shit. Talk that shit, Riley.
That's my shit. I go off on everybody like that now. And then when I finish, I say, fuck your couch, stupid. That's
said,
how I go off on everybody now. Thanks to Riley.
I should have said, fuck your couch. I really should have said, fuck your couch.
Fuck
but
your
yeah, shoes. What's up in the headlines right now?
Okay. But, okay, so in headlines, Karrueche, I don't know if y'all remember her, but that's the little girl that was dating Chris Brown before Rihanna stole him.
Everybody know Karrueche.
Yeah. Chris Brown's baby mama. Yeah, okay. Well, now she is dating Kendrick Lamar. Now, they're trying to keep their relationship on the hush because it's a brand new relationship, and Kendrick Lamar and Chris Brown are friends. But she's been...
Oh, looks like we lost Reese, but that's okay. We're going to get her back. But for right now, let's play some music. So we'll be right back after we find Reese. All right.
Karrueche, Chris Brown's ex/baby mama, is now rumored to be dating Kendrick Lamar. The relationship is brand new, so they're trying to keep it on the low. But she's rumored to be on tour with him, officially as his stylist, but unofficially, her and Kendrick Lamar spend a lot of alone time together in his dressing room and before and after the show. That has nothing to do with styling clothes.
Mm.
So, I just think that's kind of weird, seeming on how Kendrick Lamar and Chris Brown are friends. But, I mean, I guess it really ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
I mean, he loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Yeah, he likes to fuck. He got a fucking problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was on song, so. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say about that either. I mean, everybody deserves to be happy, and after what Chris did to her with Rihanna, I mean, I guess it's only fair.
I know. Poor Karrueche. Poor Karrueche.
Yeah, I've been feeling sorry for her for months, so, you know. I guess
you just got left. You just got left all high and dry. That was fucked up, though.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry, right? It was like Rihanna snapped her fingers and was like, "I'm back," and that was it.
Drake mad, she mad. That's why I'm mad.
Everybody's feelings got hurt, but they happy. So I guess that's all
that. What else is going on in the world?
So, AP9, I don't know if y'all know him. I don't really know him. He's a no-name rapper from Oakland. But apparently, he took a lie detector test to prove to the world that he actually did have sex with Coco. And he's even gone so far as to show the naked pictures, which are up for up to the highest bidder right now. So they haven't been released yet because he's selling them. There's also rumored to be a sex tape that he's selling. And Star Magazine gave him a lie detector test, and the what's the word I'm looking for? The terms of the lie detector test was that he had to tell the full truth and that they would pay him $500,000. Well, apparently he got that check, so whatever he told them during the lie detector test must have been the truth. And I'm guessing he told them that he fucked Coco, and that she wanted to fuck, and that she bought him an Aston Martin because that's what he's telling everybody else.
Keep on fucking around with Ice-T.
Huh?
Keep on fucking around with Ice-T. You gonna fuck around and get smoked.
Yeah, well, apparently he's been getting death threats and all kind of stuff, but he's like, he don't get fucked from Oakland.
I bet.
He said he got niggas
Ice-T
that he strapped
to. May be old and he's acting now, but remember, he was a goon. That nigga's a goon.
I mean, he is an original OG.
He don't got to shoot niggas no more. He got shooters.
He got
Law and Order money and got niggas that shoot for him.
But that's basically what he's telling AP9, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I guess right now AP9 is a no-name rapper, but soon he'll probably blow up because he's also rumored to have a single that's about to get released with R. Kelly. R. Kelly is good for anybody's business in music.
I mean, is
so.
It good? I mean,
I ain't never heard. I don't know who this nigga is. I ain't never heard shit.
He should submit the next to blower. Hell no.
He probably need to put a song in. I ain't never heard this nigga. I don't know. But he's supposed to be doing it big in Vegas. They saying he got a monkey and a tiger. And I know he got at least $500,000.
Wow.
But, yeah, I know, right? Just for fucking a bitch. But anyway. So, also in headlines, Kanye West has done what Kanye West does best, and that is throw a temper tantrum with a mic in his hand.
And bitch. And bitch.
Nobody does it like Kanye.
And bitch.
Nobody can throw a temper tantrum like Kanye. Give Kanye a mic, and you're guaranteed to get a 2-year-old temper tantrum out of nowhere that has nothing to do with what the fuck is going on. So apparently he's in London at a concert in London. He's performing, and when he's done performing his song, he decides that he wants to diss Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, Obama, and Taylor Swift. So.
Oh, he diss Obama, too?
Yeah, he was like, fuck what that nigga talking about. I guess because Obama's supposed to be calling him a jackass.
He was a jackass. A dumb jackass.
Exactly. If he did call him a jackass, he didn't lie. But anyway, in Kanye's words, he says, I got love for Hope, but I ain't fucking with that suit and tie shit. Now, what I'm not understanding is how Jigga's supposed to be your man, but you at a concert in London talking about your man's new song. If you my homie and I got an issue with some shit that you do, I don't like it or whatever, I'm going to tell you personally. I ain't going to tell you in front of a crowd full of strangers. I'm going to tell you straight up, like, homie, I don't like that shit, but if a crowd full of strangers ask me some shit about you, I'm going to say that's my nigga, I ride with him.
This loyal ass nigga.
And divided we fall, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's because Jay-Z and Beyonce supposedly have been refusing to kick it with him and Kim Kardashian because Beyonce don't want to be associated with a whore. Excuse me, that wasn't her word. That's not what she said.
Shit, those are my words.
But in my words, she don't want to be associated with trash and a whore that done fucked the whole damn industry. So they ain't been kicking it with Kanye and Kim, and they're not happy for Kanye and Kim because they're having a baby, which I wouldn't be happy for the motherfuckers either, seeming on how the bitch still married. Anyways, he also goes on to say about Beyonce.
I mean, you really got to think about the chemistry thing. Okay, you got Jay and B.
Yeah.
Kanye and Kim.
Kanye and Kim have been friends for like 11 years. So they probably have good chemistry too.
No, I'm talking about all together. That combination don't even mix. That combination don't even mix. Now, look. Now, peep this. You got J and B. Justin and Jessica Biel.
That goes, right?
Now, that's something right there. That's power.
I agree.
That's power right there.
Not just on a power scale, because let's keep it real. Kim got loan money, too. Not just on a power scale, though, does that match? But it matches on a personality level. Like, Justin Timberlake isn't all out loud like that, neither is Jay-Z. And Beyonce is kind of like the girl next door, and so is Jessica Biel. So it fits.
And exactly, and Jessica and B can actually talk about having talent.
Yeah, because they both actually have talent. But, okay.
Yeah. What the hell is Beyonce and Kim going to talk about? Really?
How to dress?
Okay, that goes with style, though.
They don't even have the same type of style, though. Like, their style is different still. They do sexy in a different type of way. Kim does borderline trashy sexy, and B does classic sexy. So they do it in two different ways. So I don't think that would really work still. But Kanye goes on to say about Beyonce that, I can sell your drink for you, please. No, can I sell your drink for you, please, so you can help me put on a better show, please, corporations? Can you please support me, please? Me, Kanye West, I swear I'm a nice nigga now. I swear I'll put on the pink polo back on. Now, what I don't like about that is if he is saying that Beyonce needs Pepsi or Coca-Cola or Mountain Dew or whoever she's talking to. She needs these corporations to back her concerts in order to sell tickets, which we all know is not true. Like, that bitch is selling out everywhere she goes. She don't need Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola needs Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? So the benefit is not to her, but to the soda company. I mean, the way I see it.
True.
And then, not only that, right after he smashes Beyonce, he comes back and says, you trying to tell me that a Taylor Swift is better than a Beyonce. So I guess he's still hung up about Taylor Swift winning that award over Beyonce, even though he apologized to Taylor Swift and everybody else. I guess he's still kind of hung up about it. I'm just not understanding why Kanye is still crying and shit on stage. I wish somebody would give this nigga some permanent cleaning under his cheeks. Somebody needs just like implant permanent Kleenex under his cheeks because he stays crying and it's like really getting old. Like, I fuck with Kanye on his music, but I don't fuck with him personally because
I don't
really
fuck with him music-wise no more. What has he really said lately? Like, what has he really said?
Not too much of nothing. I mean, he's been doing a lot of crying.
Post-graduation album, what has he really done that impressed you? Don't worry, I'll wait.
What's that song? La, 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 wait till I get my money right. That was that shit.
That was a graduation, wasn't it?
That was after graduation.
Oh. Okay, after Can't Tell Me Nothing. What has he done after Can't Tell Me Nothing? Exactly.
Mercy is that shit.
Mercy.
That was last year.
He didn't say shit that impressed me on there. Everybody else.
I'm just saying the song go hard. That's all I'm saying.
To me, that was 2 Chainz. I mean, not 2 Chainz. To me, that was Pusha's track.
Wow, that's messed up.
To me, that was Pusha's track. Pusha killed that shit.
He did, but that's messed up.
Pusha demolished Mercy.
Let's get off of Kanye West, because we can go on and on and on about Ye. Like, let's just get off of Kanye, because I'm getting a headache talking about this nigga. I'm about to start crying. Like,
damn.
Let's just get off this nigga.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm about to start crying. Like, I'm about to start throwing a temper tantrum just thinking about this nigga. Fuck Kanye.
Please don't pull a Kanye on me.
That is my official word. Fuck Kanye. Fuck his shoes. Fuck his tracks. Fuck his clothes. Fuck his baby mama. Fuck his car.
Damn.
Fuck
everybody
his
fuck this baby mama.
And fuck his couch.
Everybody
I know
fuck
that's
this
why
baby
I said
mama.
Fuck his baby mama because everybody already did. I mean, but okay, let's get off of that.
I'm
so
broke, nigga. I could probably fuck Kim. Kim really just. I think Kim's a nympho. I'm waiting for her to just say it. Kim's a nympho.
And she might be. That might be how she's pulling everybody. Because she might be a nympho. And guys like girls that like to have sex. So that's probably a good thing for her.
But it hasn't steered
her wrong as of yet. The bitch just got pregnant by Kanye West. So even if they never get married, she's going to get some of Kanye West's money.
True. Because that
hasn't
baby.
Steered wrong. Whatever she's been doing ain't steered wrong.
For all the listeners.
And he just bought her a $65,000 bracelet.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Dummy.
But anyways, like I said, it hasn't steered wrong. Whatever she's been doing been working out for her.
For all the people who are listening, don't think that I just slander Kim because I don't like Kim. I just don't like hoes that portray they have talent. That's the thing. It's not like I dislike Kim. No, I just don't like her tendencies. I don't like hoes that portray like they have talent when they're just hoes. That's all. You know, but we're going to take a music break. Shout out to my boy Lyrical Incision.
Wait, before you go to the music, let me go ahead and finish off the headline so we don't got to do it when we come back.
My bad. I'm jumping the gun. Hold on. Let me pause right
there. In other news, like I had to tell y'all about this because this was something that just disgusted me. No, it's not celebrity news, but it's absolutely disgusting to me. There's this man named Philip Hudson, who's 24 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who got arrested for tasing a 5-year-old little boy 20 times, which made him sustain like about 50,000 volts total of electrocution because he wouldn't do his homework. That's got to be the craziest shit I ever heard. And I have kids, and let me just go on record saying this shit. Had that been my child, that nigga wouldn't have got arrested. He would have been getting buried.
Some people just don't need kids.
They don't need to be around kids or nothing. Like, this isn't his child. It's his stepson or whatever. But it's absolutely disgusting to me. This is the reason why, even if I'm dating somebody, niggas don't meet my kids. Because off with his head, like, for real. There would be no police stopping me, no jail stopping me, no nothing stopping me. You going down if you do something to my kids. And this is the reason why I keep motherfuckers away from my kids, because I can't be no parent going through no shit like this.
Which is real shit.
It's like I said, it's just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Like, you hear about child abuse and stuff, and, I mean, every time it turns my stomach, but I just couldn't fathom what that five-year-old boy went through getting tased over 20 times in his stomach, his back, his arms, his legs, like over his whole body. Not only did he tase this little boy, but he also whipped him with a wooden stick. So, in other words, baby just went through pure torture. And I'm calling him a baby because a five-year-old is a fucking baby. This baby done went through pure torture. And, I mean, this guy's only 24 years old. So, I mean, is there something wrong with him? Like, what's going on? What will make you do that to a child? I don't understand the psychological issues that you got to be having to fuck up a child. Like, my kids piss me off all the time. And I think in my mind I want to throw somebody into a wall, but I would never do it. Like, that's that bullshit.
Yeah.
And then also, funny headline. This is like Next to Blow headline. I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but the other day on Next to Blow, this is Tyson Braun, and he got asked who should quit the rap game. And he said he believed that Bow Wow needs to hang it up. No offense to 50 Tyson. No offense to 50 Tyson. Like, big shout out to 50 Tyson because he held it down when he was online. Like, he held it down. But Bow Wow needs to quit the rap game? Like, really? Bow Wow? Like, say what you want to say about Bow. Like, no, Bow shouldn't be making, like, no damn street tracks. Like, he's not a hustler. Well, he is a hustler in the business realm, but he's not a street hustler. He ain't never had to trap or nothing like that. He ain't shooting nobody. He ain't shooting nobody. He ain't fighting nobody or nothing like that. Like, we all know Bow's not doing that shit. So he don't need to make tracks like that. But to say that Bow Wow can't. To say that Bow can't spit is crazy to me. Like, that was the funniest shit I've heard in a while. Like, I was rolling when he said that in tears. That was, like, the funniest shit I heard in a long time. And I just had to share that with y'all. That I thought that was hilarious. It may not be national news, but it damn sure is Next to Blow news. I just thought I should run it back.
Trill.
Okay, oh, yeah. Now you can get it to your track.
Shout out to Lyrical Incisions, you punk ass. Shout out to Lyrical Incisions, you punk ass, for abandoning the show. But it's all cool. We still gonna rap and everything, and I'm still gonna play your track. I shouldn't, but I am. You know.
That track is
you know.
That track is hot. You gotta play it.
Lyrical Incisions, Big Wayne. We known for that. Right here on the show, Next to Blow.
We known for that.
One day at a time, I float like a butterfly that catches in its prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team might be 17 seconds and counting. From colliding with the hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance, we got wood on the wheel. We got wood to roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield. So feel me, we go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't sink. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap, and we don't cut no slack. And we know it.
Ohio, on our own, on our own.
We keep the capital flow.
We're known for that. We're known for that. We're known for that.
Ohio,
Ohio,
on our own,
on our own.
We keep the capital flow.
We're known for that. We're known for that. We're known for that.
Beneficial to the Bearcats and Bingos, we know. CIN, double that NATI. I'm a nasty natty red, break bread with certain hoes. Debating and they can shit up, skate up 75.
A dick 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right, come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, where we keeping it tight. But got for life, we still survive. The scarlet and gray, and don't forget the white. I just begun, I'm 71. And in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, ho 216, you should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear, cause we be right
Ohio,
here.
Ohio, Ohio.
The O and no, it don't stop.
No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop.
That and that pressure open wounds, my people won't lie.
My people won't lie. My people won't lie.
The irony fighting society, what joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings, joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohio winner, we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I, the O.
That was my regular punk ass co-host that ain't here right now. It's like, nah, it's all love. Shout out to Lyrical Incision and everything. Of course, next week he'll be here. He better be. Or it's going to be Broken Bones. But yeah, Reese, you're here.
I'm here.
Looking so good. Hey. But let me get myself focused. Let me get myself focused because we got a caller. Like, let's get into this caller and everything, see what it is. We're going to get into that 865-360. Dyslexia, damn you.
Well, what's good? What's good? Bing bong bing, toast to the king. Last play and everything in the motherfucking building and all that. Bicycle Tony. Act like you know me. What's good? What's poppin'?
What's good, Tony? What's good, homie?
What's good, man? What's poppin'?
Man, shit. We chillin', you know what I mean? Doing this crazy show and everything. We got some crazy topics that I want to address with you, man.
Holla at me, son. I'm right here, baby. Let's get it.
Well, first of all, the first topic is tattoos, getting somebody's name tattooed on you. Is you with it or you not?
I already did it, man. I forgot. Yo, listen, man. Listen,
relationship,
man.
Suicide. Are y'all still together?
We still together, man. We've been together 10, almost 11 years, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh,
the first time I ever heard
right,
that.
Right.
So I fucked up, though,
because I love it, you know what I'm saying, and I love her, you know what I'm saying, but sometimes I'll be like, man, listen, you know what I mean, like, yeah, I wouldn't suggest it, man, because I've seen a lot of relationships, I've seen it be bad luck for some relationships, but it's been all right to me, you know what I mean, we still together, man, I got mine, and my shit is fly, too, man, I'm going to send some pictures.
That's true, that's true.
That's what's up, because I'm telling you, this is the first story I've ever heard. Where somebody's saying they got their mate's name tattooed on them and they are still together. Normally, when you get somebody else's name tattooed on you, that's like relationship suicide. That means y'all shit is over.
Yo, my shorty, I got the really shorty the East Coast ever seen, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, big shout out to Lady Everlasting.
How is that possible when you ain't with me?
I don't know, boo. I don't know. You probably the realest shorty I never had.
You're the realest shorty.
So you just leaving me for. So you just leaving me, boo, but you
ain't defending me. You're not defending me. He just said he got the realest shorty the East Coast ever had. How? I'm from the East Coast. How?
Man. Yo, listen, man.
You kind of in the South now, so you the baddest in the South.
Well, you know what? Yeah, just give me the South anyway, since I'm from Miami. Just give me the South.
Bing,
but you know
bing.
What?
I'll take that.
You know what?
I'm
not just tuning in relationship and everything.
Yeah,
that's truly commendable. That's truly commendable. 10 years? Yeah, that's definitely truly commendable. And the next topic we want to address, what makes somebody real, Tony?
More or less, man, you know, a lot of people get it confused with somebody being tough. You know, I've met tough people that was fakest, you know what I'm saying, ever. I guess, you know what I'm saying, being who you are and standing behind, you know what I'm saying, your word, that's what make you real to me. You ain't got to be a gangster. You ain't got to be a thug, none of that. You just got to represent who you are to the fullest and don't show me more than one face. You know what I'm saying? And I'll
nice.
Be real to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like your explanation because I absolutely agree. I like your explanation. I agree. I think that people tend to think that real means that you the hardest or you the baddest or whatever, but to me, real doesn't mean that. Real just means being true to you and who you are. You know
yeah,
what I'm
man.
Saying? Not selling out, you know what I'm saying? Just being you. Whatever you encompasses, just being you and not folding or bending to somebody else's will.
You feel me?
The same thing to me, so.
That's how I feel, man. Word up, man. You know, you could be whoever you want to be, but you got to make sure that that's who you really is, man. Don't be being somebody to please somebody else. You're not going to like your life for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not going to build yourself. You never going, and nobody going, you know, I'd rather be hated for being who I really am than love for being somebody I'm not, man. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So,
that's some real
shit.
That's some real shit.
We said that was some real shit.
That's why I rock with Tony. Tony be dropping knowledge.
That's how you know it was some real shit, though, because we said it at the same time. That's some real shit.
Good story, man. It's all love. You know what I mean? God created you. You got to embrace that. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
gotta live and represent yourself to the fullest. But be what you represent. Because you know there's always cracks in the fake image, man. And people gonna figure them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
the thing
know.
About being real or trying to be somebody else, let me just put it like this. If you are associating with someone who is true to themselves and who they are, they gonna see through all that bullshit. If you're not being true to you, they're going to see through it. Now, if you're associating with other motherfuckers that's perpetrating the same way you are, then y'all will get along fine.
That's
the way I see it. Like, real recognize real and fake run with fake all day, so.
True story.
So true. Tony, shout out to Link so everybody know where to find you at.
All right, man. Well, I'm all over the place, man. You know what I mean? More or less. I want to give a shout-out to, you know, West Burnside, 179-BXNY, you know what I'm saying, my whole Latin Pain campaign, you feel me, Stoney the Brain, Lady Everlasting, you know what I'm saying, and you can find me on Twitter, at Bicycle Tony, Facebook, Bicycle Tony, Reverb Nation, Latin Pain, SoundCloud, Latin Pain, and yo, Crush, you know where to get at me, homie, it's all love, man. Shout out to the
no
whole
doubt,
world.
No doubt.
Shout out to Shorty.
We gotta get them bars. We gotta get them bars, Tony. We gotta get something on wax, homie.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time coming too, man. Word.
Yeah, this
just
thing been longer. We gotta do something, man.
Yeah, gotta do something, man. You know where to get me at, man. I'm freed up too. I'm freed up for the next couple of weeks, man. Get at me now, man. You know, I've been mad busy. You know, trying to make it like everybody else. It's hard, man. It's hard out there. So all the artists out there, too, you got to grind like you're about to, you know what I'm saying, like you're about to starve to death, you know what I mean, even when you're eating.
Right.
So I'll just suggest everybody keep going, man. But, yeah, man, thanks for having me, dog. And we got to get that, man. Holler at me, son. I didn't
always,
catch your co-host name, but I wanted to shout her out, you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
What's her name?
Her name's Reed.
Reed?
That's what it is, man. Yo, God bless you, ma. I respect your mind. And yo, Crush, man. Holla at me, yo. I'm going to be live.
No doubt, homie.
Right here, B. Bicycle Tony, man. Latin Pain, man. Salute to Next to Blow Radio and all of y'all, man. Word up.
Thanks for calling me in.
It's all love.
Yeah, that nigga
said
some real shit.
That's my homeboy, Bicycle Tony. Every time Tony comes to the show, he drops knowledge. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I hope everybody who calls in tonight drops knowledge and everything. But we're going to get into the next caller. I think I know who the next caller is, too. But I'm just going to just say it's going to be the 763-807. Yes. Caller, you're on the line with the show, Next to Blow Radio. Say who you be. Where you calling from?
Yo, yo, what up? How y'all doing tonight? It's your girl, Miss Chocolate. What up, Crush? What up, Reese?
What's up, Miss Chocolate?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight? Chilling, chilling, chilling. I ain't doing nothing but relaxing over here.
I heard that. You sound like you little grooving over there.
You know, I'm trying to just look out one or two, three or four.
Yeah, you sound like you're on the goon.
In that order.
see now, y'all about to go make me get my drink.
Look, I'm tuning in to two different damn shows tonight because I'm just on some fly level cool move shit. My son on my lap, y'all, I'm knocked out. I'm tuning into y'all show, listening to y'all, checking y'all out. Y'all crazy for that topic. I'm done.
And I know, of all people, you were going to have fun with these topics. So, Chocolate, let us know. Tattoos of your lover's name, is that good or bad?
Aye, so I have not personally done it. I've been there, almost halfway there. Almost. And I didn't go through. I think if I get married, I'd do it because I just know me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really have a problem with it if I get married to that person. We'd have been together for maybe 4 or 5 years. I could see that. But I'm sorry, I'm not tattooing no man's names on this body except for DeMario. He's a 5-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I'm not rocking with none of that nonsense.
Mm-mm.
And
I feel that girl.
Amen, girl.
Because that is just foolery. I mean,
it's like three men walking around right now with my name on them, and I ain't with none one of them.
Not none of them.
I got four girls that is walking around with all different on my name.
Yeah, I'm not with you. Let me tell you the four crazy shit though. One of the three people that got my name tattooed on them got my name tattooed on them 2 weeks after we broke up.
That's that stalker
shit. Zero communication. Like, we ain't even holler at each other at all. This nigga went and got my name tattooed on him.
After the breakup
and no communication, you know, nigga, I hate you. Don't ever talk to me ever again. Yeah, after that.
That's that stalker shit.
Okay,
well,
he was a stalker.
I ain't got a bad ass. He got my name tatted on him, but he got mad and got it covered it up. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got it like you. But you got three. This fool said he got four. Y'all doing too much. What y'all doing?
I didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first time, it was kind of like a I don't really believe you would type shit. So I was like, well, if you really love me, you'll get my name tattooed on you. And nigga did it. Surprise, surprise. The second time, he was just like, even if we don't work out or whatever, he felt like I was instrumental in him being where he was, which was at a successful spot. So he was like, you know, out of appreciation for me, he was going to get my name tattooed on him, so he did.
Out of appreciation for me, he could have dropped them bands. Forget dropping some eight.
I mean, he was already dropping money at that time. Money wasn't the issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the issue at that time. He was dropping a lot of money. And cars, and yeah, he was dropping money.
I hear that, but damn, that's a stat my name so I know it's real. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are all the way turned up.
Let me find out you're about to be part of Team Wet Wet because you got some niggas coming back like that, but they got to get tattooed.
Well, I need to be part of the team, seeing on how I got H2O on my leg, anyways.
Now.
Say that shit.
I don't know what. Listen, ladies. Remember, I appreciate y'all being Team Wet Wet. I understand that. But y'all must remember who Poseidon is. That's all I got to say. Make a splash. make it splash all day.
Here you go.
That's how I have.
Oh, you know these wild hands.
Need I say more?
Need I say more? I'm so real.
But the other topic is chocolate. What makes somebody real?
What makes somebody real? You know what? Your last caller, Bicycle Tony, I'm talking about, he hit it dead on the nail. You know what I'm saying? Like, being real is just being who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, not one minute I'm cool with this person, I'm talking about them, I'm rapping about them in the face, but then the next time behind their back and then I'm not cool with them.
Mm-hmm.
So being real is just, you know, being yourself, be true who you are. You know what I'm saying? Know where you come from, know them values and morals that you have instilled in you. You know what I'm saying? That's all across the board. You know, whether it's being real with people around you, being real with your family, being real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's just stay true to who you are. When you pretend to have it and don't have it, you know what I'm saying? You pretend to be somebody you're not because that's what you see in everybody else. That ain't real. So just, you know, stay true to yourself. Know who you are. Love you.
Amen.
Right now. Chocolate, shout out your links and everything, where everybody can find you at, so we can get this all popping accordingly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Y'all check me out on Twitter, at Miss Chocolate 86. Hit me up on Facebook. Business page is Realize with a Z, Miss Chocolate, or personal page, Sharnay Jot Hawkins. Be on the lookout. I got a big announcement I'm in the process of making by the morning. I don't know y'all saw my status, so, you know what I'm saying, I need all my people to rock with me on this one. This is going to be major. But other than that, yeah, get at me. I'm tuned in with y'all. Be back to y'all station and dope station, so keep it going. I'm here.
I'm about to get all your notifications so I can see what this big announcement is going to be, because, yeah, I'm nosy. I want to know. So,
yeah. Stay tuned.
Miss Chocolate with the pretty dimples.
Yeah, that's me, boo.
Team dimples all day. Team dimples all day. Y'all know what it is.
What you say, Reese?
I just wanted to let all the fellas know you got them pretty dimples.
Oh, yeah, they better watch out because, I mean, you know, between the dimples and the double Ds, they got a lot of things there to distract them.
That sounds like some trouble.
That's some big trouble. Lord of mercy.
Lamborghini mercy. Lamborghini mercy. Make them niggas thirsty.
Make them super thirsty. We got that
H.
That's why we
team
wet. We got that
H2O for them. Right now, right. Appreciate it, Chocolate. Make sure you stay locked in.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell Dope I said, and tell Dope I said what up, too.
I got you.
All right, one. Yeah, that was Miss Chocolate and everything. And catch her every Wednesday right here on Next to Blow, on Next to Blow or Hell
or
No.
Hell.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think they're going to let me on Next to Blow or Hell No no more.
Probably not.
Because Biggs keeps saying I'm going to make somebody commit suicide. And I'm just being real. Like, I'm just saying what's on my mind. If the
that
track
suicide
is wet,
letter was funny as shit.
Huh?
That suicide letter was funny as shit.
I couldn't help it.
My boy J Biggs is crazy as fuck.
J Biggs always talking that crazy shit, telling me somebody wrote a suicide letter with my name in it because I birthday dreams on Next to Blow or Hell No. Shit, learn how to take criticism. Fuck it. Ain't my fault that you soft. Anyway, we're gonna get into the next.
We're going to get into the next caller. We're about to get into my home state. You know, the 302 Delaware stand all the way the fuck up. 302-525. Caller, who you be?
What's good, man?
Hold on, hold on.
What's going on?
I think I know who that is.
Who is he?
What's going on? It's Flame.
Oh, what's up, Flame?
What's going on, yo? Y'all wildin'. Shout out to that last caller. I had to join on speakerphone. I walked away, came back, it was on some more other shit. I was like, wait,
they talking about Team Wet Wets and shit. I got to let them know. The Poseidon.
Yeah. I came back with the loneliness going on. I'm like, I thought that shit tapped into the Spice Channel and
shit. She said she wanted me to be part of the team, and I was like, I need to be down.
What's good?
I need to be down with the team.
Hey, you know.
I think I meet the requirement.
What? You breaking up?
Hey.
I said I think I meet the requirement.
Oh, you meet the requirement?
I can see you on Team Wet Wet. I can see you on Team Wet Wet.
I bet
yo,
you
yo, Wallace. You know, I plead the fifth. I ain't got no comment.
I bet you good. Let's get to the topics before the SCP shut us down somehow. Swing.
I used to say shit for my wife come downstairs like, nigga, what?
Swing. Tattoos of a lover's name, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is that a yes or a no?
That's a hell no.
Why
I don't know.
I agree.
People come and go all the fucking time. Like, ain't nobody promised to stay in your life. Like, I refuse to get anybody name tattooed on me. Like, my type of luck, I do that shit, and then, like, say it's my wife, I do that shit, and we end up getting, like, divorced the next day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how my luck
that,
is.
That's how
you know
it seems
I mean?
Like it'd be happening, like that. The tattoo don't even heal properly, and y'all be breaking up. I be like, damn, that's not that
breaking up by the time I leave the tattoo shop. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
that's what it seems like. It be happening that quick.
Yeah, so I don't even like buying teddy bears and shit because you always argue like 2 hours later.
Wait a minute. If you tattoo somebody's name on you, you just put a ticking time bomb on yourself.
You can't buy
no teddy bears, though?
Yeah, like every time I buy a gift, like it's like no matter what the relationship was, like back in the day or whatever. Every time I buy a gift, we always get like some argument, like the next day. Like you know what I mean? Like I don't even like buying shit. It's like a curse. I told you it was like a curse. I don't know. That's just my luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You keep names off of you, man, because you're probably right. You'll be leaving the tattoo shop and be getting that phone call, like nigga, I just filed.
So, yeah, I'll be getting it as you already started the letters and shit.
you might want to see
it here. I got to run around find another chick with the same name. Like, no, they ain't happening.
Yeah. And you need to check your email.
What'd you say?
You need to check your email.
Oh, your Dropbox.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I see that it came to my phone. I got it to the computer and grab it. I got you.
All right. Now we got your topic on that. Sling, what's your opinion on what makes somebody real?
What's his name? Bicycle Tony? He pretty much said it. You know what I mean? He pretty much said it. Like, you can't really say much after him. But, it's basically just sticking to yourself, you know what I mean? Whatever you feel, whatever you think, you know what I mean? You stick to those merits. You don't conform to nobody else, you know what I mean? Whatever else probably might think is cool or all the other dumb shit, like, you just stick to you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people got the game confused, like, you ain't real unless you come from the hood or you ain't real unless you've been locked up. I came up, you know, my older G's told me, yo, you get locked up, they ain't showing you real. That shows you was dumb because you got caught. Like,
I thought I was the only one whose OGs taught him that.
Nah, you ain't the only one. Getting locked up don't make you real. That shit make you dumb.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't telling me you real. They're telling me you wasn't smart enough to get away. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, somebody that's provided for their family, doing what they got to do, and just standing on their own beliefs. That's basically
real.
It.
You holding your family down, you holding yourself down, you know what I'm saying? You staying true to your morals and your values or whatever, like, that's real. That's what's real.
That's all it is.
All that other shit for the motherfucking birds, because who you trying to impress?
Shout out to you. What up?
You got any requests? We gonna start to take a music break.
Shit, did y'all blast that Novocaine trip off yet?
Oh, we can blast that Novocaine trip.
Yeah, blast that Duck 13 Novocaine trip off. That's a shout out to Duck 13. His album, the Never End album, just dropped Saturday. I mean, check them out. Y'all can get that on CDBaby.com. You know what I mean? Just Google it. You know what I'm saying? It's real hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, in its truest form, I need that.
Right. But shout out your links and everything. Let everybody know where they can find you at and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter, you hit me up at The Real O Flame. Instagram, The Real O Flame. Reverb Nation, O Flame. YouTube, O Flame. Facebook, O Flame fan page. It's just O Flame everything, or The Real O Flame. And everybody tune in Saturday. We dropping my next video for Too Strong. You know what I'm saying? We dropping that Saturday, so y'all make sure y'all log in and check that out.
Hey, Flame, before you get off the line, don't you got some kind of contest or something you up for?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm slipping.
Yeah, can you talk about that, please, sir?
I've been nominated for Mixtape of the Year and Hip Hop Artist of the Year for Don Squad magazine out in Virginia. They're based out of Virginia, I should say. They got me nominated for that. The awards is in May, but right now they taking votes and all that. So y'all go to DimeSquadMagazine.com. That's DYME SquadMagazine.com. Check the nominations and vote for your boy, Yo Flame. Mixtape of the Year. Y'all can grab that mixtape. It's called Fame and Glory on datpiff.com. Hosted by Trevor Streets, DJ Prince. Yeah, it's a real classic joint. And also, I put Hip Hop Artist of the Year. Huh?
How often can you vote?
I think it's just one time only. One time only, but your boy in the lead.
I'm asking for everybody else. I already cast my vote, though.
I appreciate that, definitely. I'm ahead like by like 20 something votes, I think. So
that's what's up.
You know,
what's
yeah,
up?
People are definitely stepping up for me, but you know, that could change any moment, so I need everybody to keep hitting those votes in.
Yeah, so all everybody right. vote.
Get you from all three of them.
Yeah, I tried, you know what I mean? I was like, I got on my girl for not voting. She was like, I can't because somebody already voted from the computer. I was like, that's what it is. Like,
computers, too. It's all good.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, though.
All right.
That's what it is. I appreciate the call, Flynn.
All day, man. Keep doing your thing.
No doubt. Yeah, that was O Flame, Shadowy All Day. Y'all know what it is. But we about to get into this Novocaine trip, Duck 13. Shout out to my homie Duck 13, Novocaine's trip. Shadowy, we do our damn thing. Ask about it. Let's go. Next to Blow, rocking with the show.
Uh-huh. I hear him talking, but I do not feel him one bit. I guarantee they turn bitch when they see that whole clip. Unload the story, it unfold. That these niggas claim a heart is real as some centerfold. You see him posing on that mag like a tough guy, but in reality, cream puff pie. You think I'm lying, don't you? Believe me, I done seen
penis. All in my studio acting like they don't have a penis. All on they phone crying about what they girl did. She slept with my best friend, I'm so helpless. And these the niggas that you idolize. But if you knew the truth, you see it's all lies. It's an arrangement, simply for entertainment. They making their money, but I'm wondering where the pain went. The rent type of feeling, cause I ain't feeling shit. New genre of music, Novocaine twist.
The feeling so gone, I wish these no talented niggas leave this thing alone. They hooked on that shit, that Novocaine trip. That Novocaine trip, that Novocaine trip.
See your favorite rapper, smack that bitch up. Let them know you don't appreciate no false pretenses.
Hit them hard enough to make them see that dent is.
With no Novocaine, he's spitting up a dap and he won't feel that pain.
We're back to that underground again. Let these fakers hang their tails in vain.
I'm a rapping John, nigga, fuck your Jane. Don't gender confuses for the money and fame.
Dick in the booty for a chain. What niggas do for a name?
Never follow in the footsteps of these niggas. These niggas so goddamn lame.
Followers, they can follow us. Never ever knew who their real fathers were.
Let them perv play daddy for the Oscar award. But is the price for your life really worth the choice?
Now this shit go deep. Shallow into the pool, ain't got no speed.
Old lady got guns, ain't got no teeth. Shit might feel good, but it sure ain't sweet.
Am I off the subject? Not at all. Rappers that don't rap, but work them jobs.
A to the L on y'all rappers.
Pause.
So I made a change when I made my lane. Never get caught up like these suckers, man.
They showed us just what not to do.
Sign away your life and prostitute.
Duck the IRS with lots of loot.
To all y'all's mistakes, I must salute.
The feeling's so gone. I wish these no talented niggas leave this thing alone. They hooked on that shit. That Novocaine trip. That Novocaine trip.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. That was Duck 13, Novocaine Trip. You know what I mean? Off the brand new album, Never Ending album, and everything. Shadowy All Day, 13 Productions. Yeah, Reese, what you think about that track?
I liked it. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, but yeah. We asked everybody how they feel about this and everything. All these topics, we didn't get our opinions yet. Reese, what do you think about? Like, what is your full analyzation of Tattooed on Lovers?
Yeah, I mean, I think I already said how I feel about it. I think that's relationship suicide. Don't do that shit. I'm trying to tell you some good shit. Don't do it. You do that shit, 9 times out of 10, y'all breaking up tomorrow. Like, don't do that shit. It ain't gonna last. And I ain't getting nobody name tattooed on me. I mean, not a name.
I mean, this is coming from somebody who got 3 niggas tatted. Damn.
I ain't getting not a name.
You really got 3 niggas that tatted you on. What you be doing to these niggas?
I'm special. I'm so special, so special, so special.
Let me stop, because I got 4 girls from 4 different, with 4 different names.
I was just saying, while you talking about me, you got 4 people walking around.
I mean, it's different. Like, the thing is, like, 2 of them got name, 2 of them got, like, my actual name. Like, one chick got Crush Forever on her, and one chick got Lady Skeeno. Which, before I was Crush, I was Jay Skeeno. So, she got Lady Skeeno. Now, the other 2 have names that I gave them. So, technically, they're not too bad, but I know.
Well, does it count if I got somebody a name that somebody gave me on me? Does that count?
That might. I don't know. That's
I don't think that really counts. Because at the end of the day, it's not their name, it's my name.
Trails.
That really counts. But, I mean, I have two names on me that were given to me by exes.
And what would them names be?
I knew you was going to ask that.
Forgot who you're dealing with. Mister, I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, I'm telling, Slim Gooda and H2O, they were both given to me by exes.
Slim Gooda.
And I mean, H2O. I think both names pretty much tell it all.
Trails. I can dig that. I can definitely dig it. And what do you feel about the definition? What makes somebody real?
I mean, I think I'm going to have to piggyback off of Bicycle Tony like everybody else. Like, what makes you real to me? I mean, it's exactly the same to me. Like, what makes you real to me is just being true to yourself. Fuck how anybody feel about you. Fuck what they think about what you're doing. If it's you and who you are, if it encompasses your true spirit, then do you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody else. That's how I feel, because motherfuckers hated Jesus Christ, so they going to hate on you too. Just do you to the best of your ability. That's what being real is to me. You start being fake when you start bending and folding for other motherfuckers. And like Miss Chocolate said, you this person when you with somebody, but then when you with somebody else, you a whole nother person, or you talking about this person or whatever. Like, I don't really get down with that shit. I have friends that don't like each other, and they know better than to talk about each other when they with me, because I ain't with that shit.
Yeah.
I fuck with who I fuck with, and I don't fuck with who I don't fuck with, and it's just that.
Yeah, that's too stressful for me. I can't deal with that. Everybody knows me. I'm a fucking asshole. And I love it. But because I can actually be me. Like I'm the lovable asshole.
You are an asshole.
Because I'm real. Cuz I say what I think and it doesn't have a filter, but hey, so what?
You are an asshole,
I mean,
but you got cute dimples.
So and that helps me too. Like if I'm being an asshole to a female, like I can just smile afterwards and it takes some of the blow off the punch. So yeah. Figurative punch. Don't think I'm actually hitting broads. Nah, none of that. But yeah. We're gonna get into this next caller. We're gonna get into the 612 702. Caller, you live on the air on Next Blow Radio.
Yeah, we've had that.
Say who you be.
All right, man, this your boy Trouble Team up in the building showing love, man. Yeah, man.
What's up,
Trouble? Trouble.
Hey, we've had that.
Ain't shit. You been listening to the show? You know the topics?
Oh, what's the topic?
The topics for tonight is, number one, tattoos of your lover's name. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know what I mean? You know, it's a good thing.
So you will get a girl's name tattooed on you, or it's good if she gets your name tattooed on her?
Yeah, both, you know what I mean? And she,
so how many names you got on you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hey, about what? Hold on. I only got one girl named
Okay.
And she got mine tatted, you know what I mean?
Right.
She got hers first and I got mine second.
Y'all still
mean?
Together?
Huh?
Y'all still together?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I guess it works out great if you and the person still together.
Hey, but see, other than that, if you would have caught me a year, about 10 years ago, nah. You know?
I mean, shout out to you because every time I see that happen, like, every time I see a chick that got a name tattooed on her, or a dude that got some chick tatted on him. They not together. Like, and I asked him, when did they break up? And they say pretty much a little bit after they got the tattoo.
Hey,
so,
but you know,
I always saw it as a death certificate to your relationship.
It really
is.
Man. Relationship suicide.
Hey, man, we had all about 2 years. We got them up there in Jersey. So, you know what I'm saying, man? It's all about you and the person, you know what I mean? If you ain't, you know, because one thing about it, man, if y'all got something in common, man, y'all got common goals. First of all, you got to have goals together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you ain't got them goals, man, you know what I'm saying, to build your relationship and build it stronger and closer, man, how can you, you know what I'm saying, it ain't going to last. You know what I mean?
True.
You know, so you got some goals, man, and y'all work on the same common goals, man. Hey, bam, it can't go wrong. You know what I mean?
I mean, hypothetically speaking, theoretically, yeah, if y'all got the same goals, it can't go wrong. Yeah. When a person can be aligned career-wise and not aligned seriously, and that shit ain't gonna work. Y'all can have the same goals, but if y'all don't have the same type of morals and values and shit,
well, hey, the good thing about it, we got to
be aligned on every level.
Well, you know, man, hey, we got, you know what I'm saying, we like best friends, you know what I mean? We like best friends, so, you know, I didn't even know. I ain't gonna say I was perfect throughout the whole relationship. I made mistakes, you know, but at the same time, you know,
she was willing to accept you for who you are and forgive you.
Yeah, you know, that's the reason why I got the name Trouble T, because shit, I always get in some type of trouble somewhere down the line. You know what I mean?
Trails.
Understandable.
I mean, that's real when a shorty can take you off laws and all, you feel me?
Yeah, you know, see, everything, you know, man, if you don't have no ups and downs in the relationship, man, something ain't right. It's going to crash somewhere down that line. So, you know, it's good to have them up and down, you know, because you learn from your mistakes as you're going.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't make no mistakes, how can you learn from it?
True.
You know, and you look at some other people's relationship and shit, you learn what not to do in their relationship, you know what I mean? Shit,
okay.
Oh, they doing this, you know, shit, like, I don't hit female, that's against my religion, you know? See, the next nigga might hit a female, you know? And that, you know, because shit, man, like coming from the South, man, you know, it's a lot different, man, you know? See, they raised us to, you know what I'm saying, to do the right thing.
I mean, well, the thing about it is, it don't just apply to religion. If you raise a child up in the way that they're supposed to go, they always gonna come back home. That includes morals and values and all of that.
Yeah.
I know better. Even if they out there in the streets doing wrong or whatever, eventually they gonna recognize it for what the fuck it is and do right.
Yeah. You know,
that's
they gotta.
So real. That is so real.
You know, hey, we all bump our heads, man. You just gotta learn. You know, you gotta learn from it all. You know, hey, everything that glitter ain't gold.
And that is so true.
But okay. Trouble. On the second question of the day, what makes somebody real?
What makes somebody real?
Yeah.
Okay. What, man? Only way you can be real if you're real to yourself. If you're not real to yourself, how can you be real to others? You know what I mean? Because, see, if you lie to yourself about other shit or do something stupid with some other shit, you know what I'm saying? You ain't real with yourself. You know, and my motto, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, like my saying is, see, you know, like people say they 100. They're 1,000, you know. Shit, man, I'm 2,000. So, shit, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with myself. Then I'm going to keep it another 1,000 with everybody else around me. You know what I mean? So, shit,
oh,
man. And so, man, like, that's just like, man, when I moved to Minnesota, man, you know, shit. Like, some people, man, like, Queen T, man, it's a, man, the whole Next to Blow, man, and a couple of others, man, they showed me love, you know. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I was A&R had called me, man. And one thing that he told me, he said, man, you in Minnesota. He was like, oh, hell no. And I had to break it down to him, like, I'm not from here, you know. You're like that, man. But, you know, and man, like, it, like, I mean, the artists, man, you know, they, you got some hot-ass artists out here, don't get me wrong, you know, but Unity, man, you know, they not real with each other, man, you know. If they come together, man, and be on some real-life shit, man, and be like, come on, brother, let me help lift you up, bam, you know what I'm saying, that's the only way you're going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, keep that train rolling, you know, because a nigga might be like this, you know, like one nigga might go talk about this nigga to this nigga, then turn around and talk to the next nigga about this nigga that he just talked to the other nigga about, you know what I'm saying, man? You know, like, man, at the end of the day, niggas gonna show their true color. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are like chameleons.
No doubt, no doubt.
That's it.
Yo, shout out to Link so everybody know where to find you at, Trouble.
Man, you can find me up on Facebook, Trouble T on the Grind. You can find me up on Twitter, Trouble T 104. You can find me on Instagram, Trouble T on Trouble T 104. You can find me up on Rebirth Nation, the Takeovers, man, because we is taking over some shit, man. We for the nation shit happen, man. You know what I mean? Shit, any, you know, man, we willing to work for any artist, man. We show everybody love, man, you know, because that's all it is about unity, man. Because if you ain't got that unity and that guidance, man, how can you make it somewhere?
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Yo, appreciate
it. Keep together.
Yeah. Yo, appreciate the call, Trouble, and everything.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it. Don't be a stranger to the show and everything. You show a lot of support.
Nah.
And we support you, man.
Man, you know, it's much love, man. It's much love, man. You know, Next to Blow show me love, man. I can't do nothing but show love back. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, appreciate it, fam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was Trouble T and everything in the building. You know what I mean? You know what? I need to hear some music now. Because I just need to hear some music. So we're going to get into this. What do I want to get into? What do I want to get into? Okay. I want to get into this Melnisa K cast and everything, Motion. Like, I'm really feeling this track. So, ever since I got it in my inbox. So, and I haven't got the chance to blast it yet. So, I'm going to blast it right now on the show. Next to Blow. Let's go.
Me to pour my heart out. Bet you expect me to flip until tears pour out. Well, mission accomplished. I hope you're happy, and I hope you know you had the best when you had me. Sadly, I was not myself feeling badly, but I cleaned up nice, right? Not too shabby. Would it be far-fetched to say that your new joint doesn't halfway intrigue you the way that I do, boy? Or do a third of what I do in the bedroom, of course, and that your whole relationship is just trying to prove a point, and I get it. Damn, point taken, because yes, I am available, but my heart's taken, and it's breaking every step that you make in the wrong direction, away from everything we need and our progression. Hey, what's the lesson that you're teaching me? Fight for what I want, or maybe just the opposite, stop fighting for what's gone. All along, I'm thinking things will work themselves out, but now the dirty laundry's just airing itself out. I wish you were me so you could be hearing yourself out, because sometimes you're just crazy. I'm tearing my hair out, they're out, I'm in, fucked up yet again. And I know they say that life goes on, but then again, maybe that was wrong, because life as I knew it stopped the minute that you walked out of my door.
Tell me what you want.
The category is me. The question is, what is nothing but was once like everything? Think, what is a heartless vulture that I'll never forget? Correct. Now next question. The feeling that I get when I think of us now. What is I should have probably played you for a bust down. Clown, I take a broken heart for a thousand. Sweat me in your ocean, now I'm drowning. And this right here is the daily double. Cause I bet everything that you miss the way I fuck you. It's hurting me to think I have to try it all again. But this game tends to bring you more pain than love you. I did everything to make you feel comfortable. And I would have never let no one come for you. Even if you was dead wrong, I was always down to fight. Cause to me, you were always right. Like the answer key, circumstantially. What you want and what you need, yo, the answer is me. So get right or get left, baby. What's next, baby? No, this ain't a pet rally, but you could step, baby. Cause I have given everything, nothing is left, baby. So tell me what you need and come and get that, baby. What is it you could possibly want? I was the perfect girlfriend, but now I'm caught up in your whirlwind. Like, tell me what you want from me.
Oh yeah, that was hot. Who was that?
That was Melnisa Cass. That was Emotion.
Yeah.
Like I've been jamming to that. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but yeah, I definitely gotta get her on the show. Like soon as we have the Women World Order, I'm definitely have her on this show when we do the Women World Order.
Yeah, that was fun.
She's on. Like I'm getting her in. Like yeah, but yeah, let's get back to these callers and everything. Let's get back into the 302. We're gonna get into the 302 6690. Caller, you're live on Next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show. State your name. Where you calling from? Who you be?
Well, this is motherfucking Severe from 302. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? You know what I mean? I got
goody,
a bunch
homie,
of Ellis's. Man, chilling like always, you know what I mean? Doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? All always right. Show support to the local artists.
No doubt. Say what's up to my co-host, Reese.
Hey, Reese, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling like always, you know what I mean? Doing my thing. Also as a local artist, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, I mean, TMG. Yeah, I mean, Lost Legends. Yeah, I mean, we dropping probably like middle of the summer. Yeah, I mean, we dropped a previous album back in December. Did a couple of shows. Shout out to motherfucking the whole Exit Wound family. Yeah, I mean, anybody and everybody that's just doing something trying to, I mean, be productive inside this new music game. You feel me?
Trails.
So we
got a couple questions that we doing tonight and everything. We trying to get all the callers' feedback on them and everything. First question we're going to ask, tattoos of a girlfriend or girlfriend's name, is you cool with that or are you saying that's a felony? What's the deal? What's the deal?
On me? Oh, no,
yeah,
I don't do no names on me. Nah, we don't do names on me. Nah, hell no. Fuck me. What her name need to be on me for?
That was
pimping ain't easy. Nah, I mean, she can get her name on her, of me. I mean, she can get a name of somebody else on her. I don't give a fuck. That's her body. I mean, that's between her and Jesus. But I'm just going to tell you straight the hell up. I can't do it. I mean, I got
hilarious.
Tattoos, but it ain't for me.
That is hilarious to me. That nigga still on me.
Nah, the classic part when he said, that's between her and Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, mean,
to say you ain't with that shit, right?
Nah, I ain't with that. I ain't scared of these. I got tattoos, but nah.
We got a theory that basically doing that signs like a death certificate to a relationship. Because think about any person that you got that got they like got somebody's name tattooed on them. Are they still with that person? Like, to me, everybody I know that got some chick or name tattooed on them or some girl got some dude name tattooed on her, they're not with that person no more. Like, and I asked them when they break up. It was like a little bit after they got the tattoo. Do you see that trend too?
Nah, I don't see that trend. I've been with my girl for like, we've been like 6 years or something like that, and she had my tattoo on her for like 3. So, I mean, I don't have her tattooed on me. I mean, I love my boo boo, but I can't do that. Yeah, I mean,
you love
but,
your
yeah, she had me.
Why can't
yeah,
you
yeah, I mean,
you love your boo boo. She got your name on her. Why can't you do it?
I give her kisses. Isn't that enough?
Wow. Wow.
I think that's breaking
that
news.
That was a G'd up response. That was so a G'd up response.
Wow.
I just tell it like it is. My bad.
She give you head, though. Isn't that enough?
Say it again.
She give you head, though. Isn't that enough?
Damn, it's right, exactly. See, actually, no, that's actually a gift to her. That's a gift
that's
to her.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even going, we going, yeah. Let's, what was the other topic?
I'm just saying. If I taste like candy and she wants to eat me, what can I say?
What's the
sweet.
Other topic?
Yeah.
That's some real well, shit, though.
Damn
real
right.
Shit.
Damn right. That's Valentine's Day every day for her. Shit. Seems like a public service. I am taking an application.
Nigga said
right.
For her public service. I ain't.
Right.
I can't be fucked up with this shit right now.
That's, yo, that's about to be my new motto.
Who you gonna tell that?
Anybody and everybody?
Anybody who'll listen?
Damn
oh.
Right. So be going listen. Be going
Reese.
Listen.
Reese, I taste like candy.
Oh.
Come on, now you gotta be willing to taste the rainbow. Yeah.
I said,
Oh, see, oh shit, I heard that.
He's right.
The application got filled real fast.
Sure.
Yeah. I heard that.
This ain't no Skittles commercial, and I don't fuck with niggas that can't swim. So.
Oh shit. I heard that.
We are not talking
oh,
about
shit.
Swimming.
I'm always prepared with a scuba suit. Hold up.
How you really going to talk to the god of the sea? How you going to talk to Poseidon
oh, I heard that.
And talk about you can't, I can't oh. Swim. I'm Poseidon. I am
swim. Well, I can't swim, but I can run at the bottom of the pool real good.
That works. We're going to get into this next topic. We're going to get into this. The second topic is, what makes somebody real? It's a lot
not
of phony.
To stay
there's a lot of phony people out there. What makes somebody real?
Now that you said that, I mean, there's a lot of Mitches out there. That's a mix between man and bitch. Now,
right.
What makes you real is, you know what I mean, being able to just speak up freely, not giving a fuck whatever on your mind, and being 100. You know what I mean, always telling the truth, even if it's gonna hurt somebody's fucking feelings. You know what I mean? Make them upset with their day. Whatever. Fuck them. You know what I mean? Shit. At least I was fucking honest with you. Most of the motherfuckers you meet probably lie to you about 5 times out of the day just saying hello. The motherfuckers won't even want to say hi to you. If they saw you, you looked at them, y'all got eye contact, so it was like, hey, you know what I mean? Be real. If I ain't want to fucking speak to you, I ain't going to speak to you. I got eye contact with you. I mean, I got to talk. So that's why
exactly.
I say being real is just doing you, being honest.
Amen. I agree.
This about it. You about to be my new best friend when it comes to Thursdays because you need to call
why
in every week.
Why he finna be your best friend?
Huh?
Why he finna be your new best friend?
Because he dropped some real shit in a comic fashion.
I don't
he dropped real
playing,
shit
though.
In a comical fashion.
I think he was serious. I don't think he was playing.
Huh?
I'm dead the fuck serious.
That's what I said. I think he was thought he was dead ass serious.
I'm dead
he
ass
is dead ass serious. That's why it's so funny, because the way he said it, it was so funny, but it's dead real. And it's dead true. And he just dropped the bomb like that. But
that's
yeah,
ain't funny to me.
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm just playing. That shit is hilarious, man. Like, I thought it was last the whole damn time.
But yeah, I'm shout out.
I'm pissed off this nigga saying, who, me?
You still think that at that point?
I'm still tripping off that shit. Hell yeah, that nigga said, who, me? Like, you got me fucked up.
I keep it 100.
But I feel you, though, because I feel the same way. I feel the same exact way. I'll be damned.
I heard that. Damn right. Yeah.
But shout out to links and everything where everybody can find you at so they know where to find you, your music, all that.
Well, you can check me out on Facebook under Quentin Von Lee, a.k.a. Severe. You can check me out on Q-Weezy Hicks, you know what I mean, Facebook again. Shout out to motherfucking TMG, Exit Wound, Trap Boy Dubs, you know what I mean, the whole DE doing their thing, you know, Miss Giselle, everybody. Like, there's so many people out here in DE doing a damn thing, you know what I mean? Just put your hands up for us, you know what I mean? And always support. If you can't do nothing, just support.
Right, you know right. We definitely got to get some of your music in here, too.
I definitely got you. Yeah, definitely got y'all.
I'm going to hit you up after the show and everything, give you all the info, where to send it to and everything, so we can get that popping off accordingly. You feel me?
Right, though. Good looking.
You said
no doubt. Appreciate the call.
All right. Mad love.
All right.
Stop ignoring the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
y'all was ignoring the hell out of me.
I'm sorry.
I asked that nigga like 4 times, do he have a Twitter?
Well, I'm a figure that out, and then I'm gonna throw that to you and everything, and we're gonna do pop that off accordingly. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All
right.
You got more callers?
I'm sorry, Reese.
I forgive you, Crush.
I said
I forgive you, babe. Calm down.
No, I've been. You know what I thought about? I've been a good boy. I've been pretty much a good boy this whole episode, because I could have flirted with you so much through this whole episode, and I didn't.
But you wanted to. I read your mind.
See, why you gotta be reading my mind?
I'm just saying.
What did I say in my mind? Matter of fact, don't say that on air.
I was just gonna say. You want me to say it on air?
Yeah, don't say that on air, because people gonna look at me crazy. It's like, yeah. Oh, Crush is a freak. Crush is a freak.
You had your
dumb
going.
Then I'm gonna have more groupies than I already do, and everything. They're gonna be hounding me even harder.
Start.
Huh?
Just to taste the rainbow. Don't start.
Hey. Hey, I can swim. I swim. But yeah, we're gonna get into some more music. We're gonna get into one of my most favorite tracks that are in the Next Blow system. We're gonna get into this Apolis and Soda Black. Shout out to Soda Black line. Apolis and Soda featuring Soda Black lined up, you know what I mean? You rocking with the show. Next Blow. Let's go.
Try some, get land up. Get the beat with your tam up. Shouldn't waste your time, bro. Puppy love the nigga, you custom. Everybody here without a rubber. Looking like it's the choice you made. You was working, she was giving head. Throwing money, she had throwing legs. True story, Benz make a dance. All that money, probably with a band. On my dick, saying it's a jam. Saying it's a jam, saying it's a jam. Better ask about who I am. No, I ain't know will I am. Miss Apple's Twin Cities Prince, and I'm in this bitch with my whole damn fam. Beat made by Hitman. I'm so high, I won't land. We strapped up like Pakistan. Lonely Nina, my only friend. So the black, we finna rock the club. With another hit banger, getting hella love. That pussy poppin', we throwin' dubs. Wanna see you shake it out, be the judge. Rollin' off about three of them. Hit your ass about three. Fuck around 5 minutes, let it be sleep. Nigga, it's me, I ain't gotta be deep. But don't think it's sweet, got niggas that won't you. Let alone never had shit to begin with. Rally mine to the end, then this end. The body that's this end, that's try some, get lined up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get lined up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get lined up.
Land up.
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
No time for that gang, gang. Sing it to that grave. All that shit that you be talking about to spin about
black,
your brain. I said try
black.
Some, get land up.
Land up,
up
black
land
nigga.
Try some,
try
get
some.
Land up.
Land up.
Try something, get lined up. Patron drink with that limelight. Black band on that Swiss white. Guarantee my time right. Best believe my mind right. Best believe I shine bright. Call me Mr. Goodbar. Do whatever for that conduct. Try something, get lined up. Yeah, you know my aim better. Lent you and your homeboy. Last time y'all hang together. Last time we ain't together. Me and App, we act a fool. Create steps like a masonry. Concrete still on my shoes. Line them up. This homicide,
light him up. This homicide.
Team ain't gon' never lose when that 45 stay on my side. So the black slash Matt Cain, and I pissed that perfect game. Your head become that perfect dark. Will it become that perfect aim?
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
No time for that gang, gang. Sing it to that grave. All that shit that you be talking about to spill about your brain. I said try some, get land up.
Land up, land up.
Try some, get land up.
Land up, land up. Land up, land up. Land up, land up. Land up, land up. Land up, land up.
And just like that, we're going to jump into another track right quick. Just like that, we're going to jump into another track right quick. We got to get into this Black Child, Money Bags. You know,
yeah, that's
rocking with myself, next to Blow. You know?
That's that shit.
Black Chief got a money bag, Stretch got a money bag, Ray got a money bag, Clef got a money bag, the Lord got a money bag, Digger got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back. Hole got a money back. X got a money back. Wu got a money back. Diddy got a money back. Biggie had a money back. Biggie got a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Where the money at? Bank accounts are duffel bags. I'm from Hollis Ave, same hustle Russell had. Born in PK, same place as Big and J. Birthplace of monsters on the get cake. I had to switch cars, change states, switch plates. The hustle guards got a smile on their face. Put your money away, count your blessings. Save for a rainy day and pray we go to heaven while we hustle, hustle, hustle real hard. Give me a mill of Sixth Commandment, kill y'all. They forgot to set our plate at the dinner table. But when you eating on the streets, you don't need a label. It's more than music, bigger than entertainment. I'm in the game, but I ain't playing. Give me the fortune, I don't care who's famous. It's love, I ain't hating, I'm just saying.
You got a money bag, Trey got a money bag, Snoop got a money bag, Short got a money bag, 40 got a money bag, Pop had a money bag. So I'm coming.
coming to get my money back. Saints got a money back. Bum got a money back. Pimp had a money back. Flip got a money back. The boss got a money back. Screw had a money back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Man, make the money, money never make a man. I went hand to hand and always had plans to expand. Damn, I'm ready, yo, active like Japan. Sexually attracted to bitches that stack in bands. Heavily addicted in the kitchen, chefing in for them white boy bands, make them white girls dance. I'm like Diddy with the work, like Hov with the rock on the first. With anything from coke to the purse. Oh, when you see me, dog, better holler at me. Mommy, my baby, she stay throwing dollars at me. Don't offend me, I'm all about the binges. Told the bitch, take the bucket back, you gotta binge me. The CL6 fever is my diva. My eater is always gonna feed us. When you see us, you know health is wealth. I ain't hating, I just know I ain't by myself. When I say,
man got a money bag, Tip got a money bag, Luda got a money bag, Jeezy got a money bag, Outkast got a money bag, Gucci got a money bag, back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
LL got a money bag, Nas got a money bag, Bunny had a money bag, Russell got a money bag, Run got a money bag, Jay had a money bag.
So I'm coming to get my money back. Trick got a money back. Ross got a money back. Plies got a money back. Khaled got a money back. Luke got a money back. Ace Hood got a money back.
Back.
So I'm coming to get my money back.
Joel got a money back. Joe Crack got a money back. Bleak got a money back. Mano got a money back. Cafe got a money back. Sean had a money back.
Yeah. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Being broke is something women can't relate to. When you broke, it's easy to hate you. Some women to make you get up and get the paper ungrateful. Boy, karma's a bitch, your niggas is hateful. You put her on the bus, don't put her in the cab. You ain't even got a car, we just throw it in the bag. My bitch money bag is a Birkin bag or a Gucci purse. You already know what that Louis worth. Not to be materialistic, honestly. Let's just be realistic. Some niggas is twisted. Couldn't buy a bitch a biscuit, worthless. Can't even get your kids shit. That's probably why we throwing racks at all the strippers. I tip my hat to single mothers that don't need a nigga. Get your paper, mine ain't nothing to it. If it ain't about money, then it ain't nothing moving.
Chip got a money bag, E got a money bag, Nicky got a money bag. Money bag, Trina got a money bag. So I'm coming to get my money back. Fab got a money back. Nelly got a money back. Kids got a money back. Trick got a money back. Wayne got a money back. Baby got a money back. Back. So I'm coming to get my money back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was that Money Bags Black Child that was debuted here. Here. Not 106 apart and everything. Well, you would have to get the video first. But not Hot 97, not Power 105. It was not Power 99. It was debuted here.
With who, though? With who, though?
With the show, Next to Blow. It was debuted with me, Crest the Catalyst. It was debuted with Lyrical Incisions and Reese on the Valentine's Day show. Black Child came to bring that to us personally.
Yep.
So that's what it is. You know what I mean? We're going to get into the next caller. We're going to get into the 323 216.
323 216. Hey, yo, what it is, like, what's going on with you, Crush? You know, it's your boy Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good, and the motherfucking one. What's happening with y'all, though? How you doing? That's my girl Reese on the line, too?
What's
up, that's Reese.
What's up with you, boo? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. I'm glad you called in. I just got happy.
Hey, you know, I had to show some love, you know what I'm saying? My Next to Blow fam, y'all out here doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I support it, you know what I mean? I've been taking care of business, I'm working, you know what I'm saying? I'm working two jobs right now and in school, so, you know what I'm saying? I had to take some time off from hosting my show, but I will be back on the air soon, so y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it locked, but in the meantime, in between time, I'm out here doing everything that I can to promote Next to Blow Radio out here in California, so, you you know what I'm saying? Anytime y'all see the 323 in the building, 310-562, just let them know, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all love, you know what I'm saying? But what's good or what's happening, y'all? Tell me something new. Tell me what I've been missing. What's up?
Man, we've been wilding. We've been entertaining.
They pulled me out of my cell. I didn't want to come, but they made me.
Okay, it's good to hear your voice, though. The call special co-host Reese tonight, you know what I'm saying? Me and Reese go back, you know what I'm saying? You know I love your music, Reese. That sound on my head, that's still my anthem to this day.
Real?
I love that track right there. But, yo, I know you got little music out. What's up with that? What's up with what? When are we going to get our collab on?
I don't know. Waiting on you.
Okay, for sure. You know, I'm in here cooking up shit, you know, I'm producing everything, and that's really what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of writing and producing. I don't have a recording studio, so that's why I've been held back from a lot of collaborations, you know what I'm saying? I know people have been trying to connect with me, but I don't have a recording studio right now. So what I've been doing, I've been producing, though, you know, I produce. So I definitely will shoot something your way. You know, I'm working on something for Denaya as well. Shout out to my girl Denaya out there in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to connect with all the supporters of Next to Blow Radio. Anybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might not know me now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might have forgot about me, but y'all can connect with me. Just Google me, damn it. HPOKUS2, that's HPOKUS, the number 2. Or just find me on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, all of them, /HPOKUS2, and connect with me, you know what I'm saying? Check out some of them tunes. I'm an artist as well, you know what I mean? But really, I've been on my producer grind lately. I've been really just putting in work, you know what I'm saying, on the production tip. And beats. I produce musical. You feel me? I produce musical. So I can't wait to let y'all hear some of this newness that I've been creating. You feel me?
And I can't wait to hear it, too. I'm going to get a collab with you also. What's up with that?
Hey, that's good. Let's get it crafty. You already know it's Next to Blow Radio. This is my family, you know what I'm saying, all the way 100. So I'm definitely willing to collab with anybody that's trying to work with me, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, let's set some time aside to get some shit done, for real. For real, because this fire 2013, it's about to be cracking, like, it's about to be blowing. I just got to go out there and work hard. I'm trying to get cut and right for this summer, you feel me? Like, this summer is about to be no good, you feel me? For real, in real life.
But, AC, you know,
it's
everything's
about to be so no good.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't doubting that whatever it is going to be hot, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care if it's 5 days from now, 5 weeks from now, 5 months from now, 5 years from now, we're going to do something together for sure. You know,
oh, most definitely.
I wouldn't even be fucking with Next to Blow if it wasn't for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I was fucking with you first, and you was fucking with Next to Blow. So I was like, well, let me check you out on the phone. And then from there, I met, like, Magasia and Miss Queen T, you know. So, like, I got to give you a shout-out all day because I would have never even knew who none of these people was if it wasn't for you.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is my fam. They holding it down. So, I mean, you already know what's up now. 7 days a week. Just make sure all y'all that's listening in right now, tune in 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Just call up the show number 718-664-9115 and see what's going on for the night. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole staff, everybody. I haven't been able to talk to everyone that's filling in on the Wednesday show because I'm in class on Wednesday. That's why I'm not hosting my show. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking up a class in that time frame. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to do that, and I'm working and shit. But, hey, yo, I just want y'all to know, be prepared. This summer, it's going down. We about to get it cracking, like, you feel me?
Right. But, yeah, we definitely want to get your feedback on these on these topics of the night. You know what I mean?
Oh, what's that? Say that one more time, bro.
Alright, well, the first topic of the night is tattoos of a lover's name. Is that a yes or a no in Hocus Pocus world?
Well, you know, I got a couple tattoos, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to seem like I'm perfect or being fraudulent, but I just think the tattoo epidemic that's going on right now is crazy. Why does everybody have to have 1,000,001 tattoos? I mean, and then they all say that they're different, but you got a million tattoos like everybody else. So I don't even, I don't like a lot of tattoos, and I definitely don't think that name should be.
We're talking about getting like a girlfriend's name tattooed on you. Would you do that?
No, I would not. I would do it. If I was to ever get a name tattooed on me, it would probably be my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be the girl's name that I would put on me. But honestly, I probably still wouldn't do that because I'm not feeling the tattoo epidemic. So I think that that's a no-go for me, bro.
Right. I feel you.
And the I think that there's different ways that you could broadcast your love. You don't have to tattoo someone's name to show that you love them. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your way of proving you love them, then, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, like, everybody do that. That's not thinking outside of the box. That's, you know, you're doing what everyone else is doing. I don't want to do something, I mean, shit, go pay some money to get them to write in the sky, I love you, Shaniqua. You know what I'm saying? With a heart around it. Do some shit like that. That shit stands out. You know what I mean? That's some shit that she'll always remember, even though it's not going to stay in the sky forever. Like, the tattoo will be on your body forever, but she will remember you doing some shit like that. That's more, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to think outside of the box, so, yeah, I wouldn't do the tattoo.
Who is Shaniqua?
Oh, no, that was just a random name that popped in my head.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, I gotta write that down.
Skywriter.
Why are you writing that shit down? You know what I'm saying? Other topic was
because I'm gonna do it. Because I'm gonna do it for you next year for Valentine's Day or your birthday.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, listen, you got another topic tonight? Because, you know, I'm going to ask some questions, you know what I mean? I'm pick my brain real quick.
It ain't going to mean the same shit, though, because you stole it from him.
You're going to forget by then.
Okay.
You're going to forget your birthday.
Mm-mm. HP, you better tell him I got a good memory.
Yeah, she got an elephant memory, bro.
I do.
Now I got to see it, too.
But anyways, you might want to talk to him in private and get some more ideas. But anyways, our other topic was what makes a person real?
One more again, it was breaking up.
I said our other question was what makes a person real? We asked him this question because, like you said, it's an epidemic of tattoos. It's an epidemic of motherfuckers hollering they real. So what really makes a person real?
A motherfucker that's not saying that they real. A person that's showing you with actions. Once someone says that they real, that lets you know, oh, this nigga's fraudulent. Real is the new fake. You know what I'm saying? This year, or the past 5 years, we've been living on opposite day. So whatever someone tells you, it's actually the opposite. So when someone tells you they real, they fake.
That nigga's the opposite day, though.
For real.
I love this nigga, man, for real.
That's some real true shit, though.
Like, I mean, seriously, a lot of people whenever you have to broadcast that you're real, it lets you know. Why are you trying to prove that you're real? Actions speak louder than words. So if you're real, people going to know about what you're doing. They don't need you to say, I'm a real nigga, or I'm a real bitch, or however they want to broadcast it. You feel me? It's like, no, you're not. I don't believe you. You need more people.
Okay.
You know?
That's some real-ass shit, though.
Well, for real, and it's crazy. You know, I'm out here in Cali, and a lot of people is out here, Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? I love Cali. This is where I was raised, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of Hollywood motherfuckers out here, and I'm trying to tell y'all. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people that think they Hollywood in every state you go here in these United States. But when y'all come to Cali, it's like, what the fuck is y'all smoking? I mean, we got medical weed. I think they putting something in the medical weed or something, because these niggas out here be tripping. I'll be like, damn, are you serious? For real.
Wow, man.
Man, I love Cali, you don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of fake motherfuckers out here. It is.
Right. But yeah, Hogan, like, throw out your links and everything. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Oh, I definitely. The first one I want to just give y'all is my Reverb Nation. Go to ReverbNation.com/HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. You know what I'm saying? Become a fan. Check out my music. Give me a comment. If you like the music, let me know. If you don't like my music and you think that I could be better, put that on the comment as well. You know, I'm open to all criticism. I really like constructive criticism. I don't want everybody to tell me that my shit is good. I want y'all to tell me that the shit is whack. If I got some whack shit, let me know. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, from there, I got all my other links. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, SoundClick, it's all on my Reverb Nation. So just go to ReverbNation.com/HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for new music coming from me. You know what I'm saying? My crew fully loaded, Clip Gang in the motherfucking building. And y'all can also check out my brother, Yak the Ripper, on Reverb Nation as well. He's in one of our favorite artist link. You know what I'm saying? That's FL Clip Gang, /FL Clip Gang. You know what I mean? And, yo, just support us. We fully loaded. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow. I support everyone here doing their thing on Next to Blow Radio. I love you guys. Keep rocking this show. Hold it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to crush the catalyst. Got a special co-host, Reese, tonight. I'm glad to see you rocking the Next to Blow Radio, Reese. That's what's up. I really like that, for real. Straight up.
Feel special.
That's what's up. So yeah, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all check me out. Anybody that wanna, you know what I'm saying? I produce, like I said, I don't make beats. I produce musicals, highly unusual. So get at me. You know what I mean? If y'all wanna check something out, I've been producing exclusively for Fully Loaded, but now I'm branching off to. I'm working with other artists now. So y'all just get at me so I can shoot y'all some music.
Beat.
You know, definitely.
I need some beats.
I'm putting in my order right now. I need some beats.
I'm putting in order, too.
Give me some old
stuff. All right, I got y'all. I'm going to make something exclusive just for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to do another collaboration track, or y'all want some individual tracks? Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're going to work on some stuff together, too, but I was talking about my own beats.
I was definitely.
All right, definitely, because I know you got that smooth R&B vibe, and that's what I've really been focusing on, too. I'm about to be coming out with an R&B tape as well, y'all. I'm going to do it as a mixtape, you know, because I'm going to use some commercial beats. I mean, industry beats. That's why it's going to be a mixtape, but I produce as well. I'm going to have my own beats on it as well. And I want to let y'all know what my vocals do because, you know, I sang in a church choir. I never thought I could be a solo artist. I always did backgrounds and shit. But I was like, you know what? Everybody on this auto-tune shit and they can't really sing. I'm not going to have no auto-tune on my shit. I'm going to let y'all know what it is like. You feel me?
But I mean, I could be featured, right? I'm going to be featured.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're going to have to collab on it. We're going to do a track together, for real. I really want to I want to do a song with Denia out there in Chicago. I want to do a song with Chu. You know what I'm saying? All my R&B ladies and the males, too. You know what I'm saying? Any gentlemen that sing or whatever they want to do a collaboration, let me know what's up, you know, because I'm trying to go all out this year, for real. I just want to broadcast my talent. I'm a talented individual, and I think it's time for people to know that. For real.
Hogus, we about to get out of here and everything, but I definitely want you to have the last track that we played tonight. So on this switchboard, you know what you got on here, what you want to hear, what you want to end this show with tonight.
Ooh, okay. This one, a lot of people request this song. So let's hit them with some of that No Panties On. Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good, HPOKUS, the number 2. You dig it?
Right. Well, say your final words to the people and everything.
All right, well, many blessings go out to all the nations, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to keep y'all head up, stay positive, stay motivated. I want to, my condolences go out to my boy, Eric, you know what I'm saying? He lost his sister this past week, so I definitely got you in my prayers, bro. Anyone that's dealing with, you know, sickness and loss and whatever it is that's negative, I want y'all to spin it and turn it positive because we still living, you know what I mean? And we have to live and laugh and smile, you know what I'm saying? It's not always about being down and depressed. Y'all got to smile. Keep y'all head up, you know what I'm saying? Stay positive, stay motivated, and let's do it to infinity and beyond, baby.
Right, right. Reese, what's your final word?
My final word is stay black and leave people shit alone. No, I'm just playing. Now, my final word is, since the show was based around being real, that's all I just want to tell everybody, just be true to yourself. Whatever you are doing, do you to the best of your ability. Fuck what anybody got to say. Fuck whoever hate on you or whatever, because like I said earlier in the show, people hating on Jesus Christ, so they definitely going to hate on you. So do you to the best of your ability. Fuck what anybody got to say. And stay prayed up. As long as you stay prayed up and put faith in God, you put that word out there that you're going to be whatever you're trying to be or that you are whatever you're trying to be, you will be that. So just stay faithful and keep your head up and stay true to you.
Righteous. Right, right. Okay, okay. It's Mr. Everything. It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crusty Catalyst, a.k.a. Mr. See Me With The Baddest Chick. I'm about to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In The Group, I'm so smooth. About to get my flow with the show. Next to blow, let's go. And my parting words is to my haters, revenge, the greatest revenge is success. So allow me to succeed. And my parting words for everybody who's fans of me, everybody who's fans of Reese, everybody who's fans of Hocus, and everybody who called in, shout out to everybody who called in, Old Flame, Trouble T, everybody who just called in, appreciate it and much love. We here every week, every Thursday, right here on Next to Blow Radio. My parting words is you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. And we're going to get into this last song, No Panties, Hocus Pocus. Until next week, it's Next to Blow Radio. Kaboom.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Recording.
Fucking
broke,
not
these
roses. That new Hocus Pocus. Got my girl Maddie on
here.
Flipping y'all. Oh, what the fuck did I just say? She told me she ain't got no panties on.
Yeah, yeah.
She told me she ain't got no panties on. Fucked up feeling plenty, cause I woke up and cashed my motherfucking check. I bought me a pound of some herbal, some trap, some piggy, some purple. And I took the talk at 211 to the neck. Therefore, I'm feeling quite tipsy. Don't bother me, don't fuck with me. Unless you wanna get hit upside your fucking head. I ain't got no time for no questions. Question me, you'll learn your lesson. I hope you heard every word I fucking say. I see this nigga by the name of Thomas Davis. A lot of people say I'm gonna make it famous. The truth is I'm a ruthless kid who stick like your eye with a motherfucking stainless. I got some real wanna beat me. I can't wait for beat matches, I'm free. Some nigga only gave me with a style like this. 4861983. Niggas make believe, I'm making bitches believe in me. Find bitches for me. Take it home, take it to your knees. Give me dough, let me keep me weaving. And get broke in your butt cheeks just like that. 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 Just like that.
I'll shake my ass, push my hips when I walk past. 40 high, I gotta ask.
even make my cheeks clap. Picture that with a Kodak from the back, like a ball on the bat, hit that. Reef or nuts to smoke a sack. That's how it gets so fat. It jiggles when it gets like cocaine weenies. You gotta pack.
No, I'm fat.
You gotta pack.
No, I'm fat.
You gotta pack.
Fat, fat.
You gotta pack.
I'm fat.
You gotta pack.
I'm fat.
You gotta pack.